Jemison here with the Blues Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club. The Blues came close but didn't manage to steal the win against Port Adelaide on Saturday, falling to the visitors by 21 points. Despite the loss, the game marked a massive milestone for Warrior Cade Simpson, who played his 300th AFL game. Simpson said the achievement is one he will look back on with pride.
Oh, I don't think it's sunk in yet. I still will probably never ever compare myself to the guys that are already in there, but it's probably something once the career is done that I'll look back on and obviously be pretty proud of, but yeah, it definitely hasn't sunk in yet.
Skipper Mark Murphy will remain at Carlton, signing onto the club for the next 2 years. He spoke with media during the week about how the decision came about.
I did a fair bit of thinking. I think being injured as well gave me a chance to sit back and probably watch as a Carlton supporter, watch those games, and some tough weeks in there and some weeks where we mashed it against some good sides. But I think it was just important to sit down and have a think about what was important in my life and my footy career, and ultimately I thought staying here and being captain is a really important role that I hold dear, and wanted to finish off as a Carlton player for the rest of my career.
Charlie Curnow was another Blue who recently re-signed, with the spearhead committing to Carlton for the next 5 seasons. He said Murphy's commitment to the club until 2020 gave developing Blues confidence in the playing group's future.
Yeah, look, I was stoked to see that Murph re-signed for another 2 years, and I think he said he's going to be a Blue for the rest for his life now. So for us younger guys in the first of 30 years, we're obviously really excited about him wanting to stay at the club and putting his passion in front of him, and all us learning from him.
Carlton heads north to play Brisbane this Saturday at the Gabba. Assistant coach David Teague said the Blues would need to put in 4 full quarters on the weekend.
Yeah, look, our effort's been good in the last couple of games. Our performances have been thereabouts. We've probably still got to put 4 quarters together. It's probably lapses of moments. And look, the boys have been working hard on the training track. And even just last couple of weeks, understanding how hard they can train and still perform has been really good to watch. We need to continue to work on our ball movement and getting the ball forward nice and quickly. And we've seen when we do, the guys down there look dangerous. We've just got to get it in there a little bit more.
Matthew Kruse and Caleb Marchbank could both be up for selection in round 16. Head of football Andrew McKay gave an update on Carlton's injury list.
Got 2 important tests at the end of this week. Matthew Kruse, who had some late onset of concussion, didn't play last week. He'll be a test at the end of the week. As will Caleb Marchbank. He's been out for quite some time with an ankle injury. He'll be a test at the end of this week.
For Carlton fans in Brisbane, Hyundai Open training will be held at the Gabba on Friday from 2:15pm Eastern Standard Time. A Queensland supporter group function will also be held before the game on Saturday at the Australian National Hotel. Full details can be found on the Carlton FC website. Carlton faces Brisbane at the Gabba from 1:45pm Australian Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. That's all the weekend news we've got for you heading into round 16. We'll see you next Thursday with the Blues Weekend Update.